this is WSDJ 347. We're about done for tonight, but like I said, like the gentleman just said before in Wyandotte, I did the same thing he did. You go through all of it. You take the practice test. You take all these other tests, and you will pass. But I'm going to try it on the general, and we'll see. Everybody have a good night. And Travis, thanks for all your help. Everybody appreciates people like you. Have a good night. 73, everybody.
73, Joe. Have a good one. And I'm ordering a new battery for my XTS 5000. Good grief. Never thought I'd fall in love with a radio so fast. I hope it doesn't propose to me. Go ahead, Wade.
I like how you speak of it like a human. It's pretty funny. I'm using a Wuxun for Ocean KG1000G+. I think it works pretty good as a base station. And then in the car, I got a Midland MXT275. I think it's very basic, but it does the job.
I like that Midland radio antenna. It's fine. It does an absolutely excellent job. I stretch the repeater's boundary by a lot, and I come in crystal clear, and I can hear it crystal clear. I'm talking to that repeater way outside of its green zone, and it's great. I can't complain. It was a good radio, antenna, and I'm going to buy another one for amateur radio, which will be a UHF antenna that works on probably 2 meters and 7 centimeters. But I got 6-meter repeater, so I'm kind of like, so you tri-band on a mobile. That's my bigger grip right now.
I got an uncle who's also a ham radio operator. He's going to be sending me up a Kenwood that I'm probably going to use for the mobile. You have to let me know which antenna you're going to go with for that, because I think I might want to give that a shot for this Kenwood.
What do you drive?
I have a 2021 Chevy Traverse.
Do you lease it? Which I don't think you probably do.
No, I don't.
Well, if you want my disgusting but really good answer, drill it. Let's put some NMOs in that girl. Drop some NMO mounts on her and plug a couple of antennas in the roof tastefully so you don't wind up on Ham Sexy. You don't want to be part of the Ham Sexy Facebook group unless you're a contributor.
Oh, no. Drilling it? That's why I got the NMO mounts for the either a hood, or I also got a mag mount for the top. But I think you might be right. We'll see.
Well, when you drill them, you just get that much better ground, and half your antenna is ground. So I drill everything I own. Of course, I drive my stuff to the scrapyard when I'm done. My daily driver is a dump truck. My winter driver is a Suburban that I don't think anybody wants to run into, so I'm pretty safe with that. But I drill it. And if I bought a brand new metallic car in 2025, I'd probably drill it.
Currently, right now, with my Midland antenna for my GMRS radio, I've got that the lip mount. I forget which model it is, but I bought it through Midland as well. And it only has a RG58 cable, which is also what is connected to my Wooksun that I'm on now.
RG58 under 20 feet has loss efficiency of LMR 400, so you don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, that's good. I'm not trying to put all that distance on there for a mobile. But, yeah, I'm eventually wanting to set up a better base station for ham. Right now, I think I'm doing pretty good with how I got things as GMRS goes.
Yeah, we're going to be doing some construction of GMRS antennas here in the near future. And we're going to be doing some folded dipoles in the near future, which I would love to have more ham operators and GMRS people get access to folded dipoles, just because they are a gorgeous antenna. They offer an awful lot to high dB. And as a new ham radio operator, you should know one thing, very important, and you probably got it in your studies. DB is a fact. DBI is a guess.
I'm assuming DB is decibel. What is DBI?
I like to call it DBI guessing, but it's DBI interpreted. And interpreted means, you know, maybe. If you buy a Bofang radio with the stock antenna, just imagine you got a 50-ohm resistor that can handle 5 watts, and you're talking on that. Then when you get a Nagoya antenna off Amacram, and it costs you $20-some dollars, that antenna is your, what is it, 901-902? Oh, hang on, I got an emergency call coming in. I'll be right back. Case, this is WSCY 842.
WSCZ 387 is good on that.
WRWR 357 here. I got a comment about antennas.